Everybody, it's your Motivation Monday game plan for Monday, March 25th, 2024. Got a couple things here to share with you from the Daily Reader and John Maxwell. I'm looking on, I got it all queued up here. There it is. Little Kindle app is fired up here. This comes actually from March 18th, and it's dealing with competence. So there's 5 points here or so. That I wanted to share with you. And I thought about breaking this up for a weekly thing. But now I just want to have the whole thing shared with you on this Monday or whenever you listen to it. Again, this is about competence and from John Maxwell. We all admire people who display high competence, whether they are precision craftsmen, world-class athletes, or successful business leaders. If you want to cultivate that quality, here's what you need to do. So again, this quality of competence, I think, is something that we all want to have, right? No matter what we do as a career, but just as a human being. First one, show up every day. Responsible people show up when they're expected, but highly competent people take it a step farther. They come ready to play every day, no matter how they feel, what kind of circumstances they face, or how difficult they expect the game to be. Whatever game that is that you're playing, right? Whatever job you're going to, the family situation you have, right? Show up every day. And it's tough. Oh my God, is it tough. And I also think, you know, if you're able to show up early, that's even better. If you're supposed to be someplace at a certain time, if you show up early, I think that is, you know, above being competent. That's highly competent. Number two is keep improving. This is one that I keep talking about. This is one I keep striving. I strive to do all these, you guys. But this one is to keep improving, right? All highly competent people continually search for ways to keep learning, growing, and improving. They do that by asking why. After all, the person who knows how will always have a job, but the person who knows why will always be the boss. Okay, remember that. Person who knows why will always be the boss. Why do you do things? Why do you get up in the morning? Why the passion, the reason why deep down inside you do things, right? If I know how to build a part, if I know how to teach students, you know, and give the lesson, share a lesson, if I know how to, you know, crunch numbers and get this balance sheet or, you know, this report done, right? I know how to do something, right? I know how to mow the lawn, right? If I know why I do those things, the driving force, the driving reason, right? Keep improving. Keep looking to find that. Number three, follow through with excellence. This is a great one. John Maxwell says, I've never met a person who I considered competent who didn't follow through. As leaders, we expect our people to follow through when we hand them the ball. They expect that and a whole lot more from us as their leaders. Right? Follow through with excellence. So it's really a self-driven thing that you hold yourself to this excellent standard. You have to tell people about it. You don't have to videotape yourself or record yourself like this and talk. People will know. Plus, you'll know. Again, looking at the mirror right now, this is a very interesting setup that I have in this living room with the bed that I have to lay down throughout the day. Recuperating here from my surgery. I get to look in the mirror anytime I look up, which is something that when I do, it's like, oh, there I am again. But follow through with excellence. I'm pointing at myself right now in the mirror. Follow through with excellence. Number four, accomplish more than expected. Love this one. This was something my dad always kind of told me about. And I think back to, you know, the tons of lessons that I guess as I get older now and I can reflect more and think and remember. Thank goodness I have the ability to remember. Accomplish more than expected. I do remember my dad talking about this, but also showing me with his actions. That was big. Didn't expect to go there with that one, but that's okay. Number four, accomplish more than expected. Highly competent people always go the extra mile. For them, good enough is never good enough. Leaders cannot afford to just make it through the day. They need to do the job and then some, day in and day out. Yep. Reading over that, and it, you know, I've read this a number of times. on March 18th, of course, for the last few years. It just is hitting me now that, yeah, that's what my dad's all about and still is, right? That's an important reason why I love watching things, reading things more than once, because I'm in a different spot now than I was when I first read it. And every March 18th, when I read this little passage in the morning, I'm a different person, right? So that's another good example, I think, of reading things more than once, watching things more than once. You're a different person each and every time. Accomplish more than expected. I know that's from my dad, and that I try and do that, and a lot of times fail miserably, but at the same time, I do that. Number five, last one, inspire others. Love this one. Inspire others. Highly competent leaders do more than perform at a high level. They inspire and motivate their people to do the same. While some people rely on relational skills alone to survive, effective leaders combine these skills with high competence to take their organizations to new levels of excellence and influence. Love that. New levels of excellence and influence. So whether it's taking your organizations to those places, right? How about yourself? How about you had it in your mind that you wanted to take yourself to new levels of excellence and influence, right? To inspire others. The world needs more of this, right? The world needs more people. I mentioned it in an earlier podcast recently about we all have a spark inside of us, right? And not only do I think it's part of our purpose, everybody's purpose is to nurture that spark that's inside of us, right? But also to turn the light on and show other people their own sparks, right? It's not for us to go and diving in and get to know somebody so well that, hey, here's your spark and tell them what their spark is. You just want to keep encouraging them to look inside and find that spark. Find that spark that they are looking for. But inspire others is a huge, huge thing to look at. And again, if more people did these things, the world would be a better place. These five little notes about competence, right, come from John Maxwell's book, The 21 Indispensable Qualities of a Leader. Okay. Great book. It's one that I read a long time ago that I know I need to read again, along with all the other books piling up here. But the great follow-up question here at the end, are you inspiring your teammates with a higher level of competence? Are you inspiring yourself? You know, John, are you inspiring yourself for a higher level of competence, of action, of, you know, inspiring others, accomplishing more than expected, following through with excellence, keep improving, showing up every day? You know, it's a great question I'm asking myself right now. And at least today, right now, at the time of this recording, I am setting out to do that. And it's going to sputter throughout the day, but it's definitely going to be better that I read this and that I recorded these thoughts, because, again, this podcast, even if I was the only one listening to it, even if I was the only one just recording it and it's there and I can go back to it and listen to it, talking to myself here in the mirror, that's a huge benefit to me. That's a huge, huge win for me. Now, very thankful that there are others listening to it. Thank you very much. As John Leary mentioned in a recent podcast I listened to, he thanks his listeners, as I do you. Your most important resource, your most valuable resource is your time, right, and your attention. And if you're spending a few minutes here and there listening to me, thank you so much. That means a lot. It really does. So I hope this little reminder about competence, right? If you want to cultivate that quality, there's those five things. Go back through and listen to that. And again, if there's something in this podcast that you know can benefit somebody else, share it with them, please, right? Share it with them. And just come at them with love. It's not like, hey, you need to listen to this because you're horrible at this. No, no, no. Not at all, right? There's lessons that we all need as human beings in whatever profession and whatever country we live in and whatever culture we're a part of, that we want our family to be safe. You know, we want to do good things in the world. We want to find out, hey, this limited time, why am I here, right? What am I supposed to be doing? You know, that little spark inside. So little things like this, I think, lead to more of that, which I think we all need to kind of connect with. Okay. All right, you guys. Hey, thanks for paying attention for that long. And thank you for, again, spending your time with me. And again, share this message. Download, rate this podcast, subscribe, keep sharing it. I do appreciate it. And again, do all the things going out in the world. Keep your head up. Keep smiling. When you get knocked down, look around. Find somebody else. As you're getting up, you can pull them up too, right? And just keep at it and keep restarting every day. Keep trying, right? Keep going after things you need to go after. And it's hard, but good things in life are supposed to be hard. They're not supposed to be easy, okay? Remember that. All right? Take care of yourself, you guys, and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. I appreciate you sharing this podcast with others, leaving a rating wherever you listen to it. That helps other people find it. And I appreciate your time always taking time to listen to my podcast wherever you may be. So once again, find me over on Facebook at Coach to Expect Success, over on Twitter at Coach to Success, Coach John Daly on Instagram, and Coach2ExpectSuccess.com. There's the website. Check out the homepage. The book list is there. Reach out to me there on the homepage. You can send me a message. Check out the blog as well. And again, thank you so much for spending your time with me today. All right, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.